Hello, hi, good morning. This is Alexia Norris from Southeast Pain Management.
Yeah, hi. Are you able to look into a bill?
Yes, of course I can do that. Before that, can I have your account number, please?
103-573.
That is 103-573. The good name would be Ronald...
Scabuzzo, yeah.
Yes, just a moment. I'll pull up your account here in front of me. Yes, I can see that there is an outstanding balance of $112.52.
Yeah, it's what's on the bill. I see that. Here's the question.
Okay.
You have you remitted to Medicare for part of the payment.
Yes.
And then there's another remittance for a company called United American Insurance Company. I have no idea who that is. They paid $6. I have Aetna. Aetna Insurance should have picked up the balance.
Yes. So firstly, we did actually submit it to the Aetna, the insurance. It's just the name is different because I guess a technical error or something that has led due to the name difference. But actually, Medicare crossed over it to Aetna, and Aetna paid $6 and left $20 as for copay for the date June 6 of 2025.
Why does it say United American Insurance?
I guess there must be a technical error that led to that to have the name different, but it is it did went to the Aetna actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at the next entry.
Yes.
469993. That's for the actual injection. The bill was $1,407 plus another $50.
Yes.
And you're saying that Medicare. I see nothing submitted to Aetna. Why is that?
No, we did actually submit it to the Aetna, firstly to the Medicare. They did pay half and have left half as a deductible for you to pay. And your secondary insurance, Aetna, also paid half and have left half as a deductible for you to pay.
Where is that shown? I see no payment from Aetna.
What I can do is I could share you the explanation of benefits that we get from insurance.
How are you going to share that?
I could email you if you want me to.
Yeah. I every bill I have ever gotten shows the payment from Medicare, whatever portion, and whatever is left, Aetna picks up. I see nothing here from Aetna. I'm getting hit with a $112 bill.
It's all right. It's complete. Yeah, it's completely all right. What I'll do is I'll share the explanation of benefits of your primary insurance, that is Medicare, as well as for the secondary insurance, that is Aetna, at your email. Would that be fine?
Yes. Sure. You have my email address?
No, actually, I do not see that on my system. Can I have your email address, please?
Initial R Scavuzzo. So it's R, S like Sam, C like Charlie, A, V like Victor, U, Z, Z like Zebra, Zebra, O, R Scavuzzo, at Comcast.net.
Comcast.net. Okay, great. Well, I'll email you both of the explanation of benefits for the date of service. Would that be fine?
Yeah, sure.
Is there anything else I could? It's all right.
I will tell you this, though. I left a message on this number yesterday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Got no call back. That's why I'm calling you now. Just so you know.
I was just about to call you back, actually. I did receive it, and I was just about to call you back. And
you're just a busy lady. Okay. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.